You just said you're ready. Are you actually ready? Or are you nearly ready?
I'm nearly ready. I just need a few more details, that's all.
So are you not ready then? There seems to be a lot of phone action coming on. And don't forget, there's only one microphone, so anything you say there is going to be off mic.
Sorry. Yes. Ready right now.
Is that ready, ready?
Yes.
Right.
Well, yeah. I wanted to read this in the pub, as you know.
And why did we not read it in the pub?
Because you didn't want to.
That's not true, as you know. I was quite happy to read in the pub, but I think you decided.
People.
That wasn't an issue, was it?
I don't want it with people watching us.
Okay, I'm not sure that was the conversation. I was very happy to do it. I think we decided that it wasn't that people watching us. It was that it would be a bit, the background noise would be too much.
So there was some noise, but there was people around us as well.
Okay. I find it hard to believe you'd be self-conscious.
We wouldn't be comfortable. Not as comfortable as we are now.
That's true. That's true. We are comfortable now. You have been, you spent a good time, a good amount of time faffing around. You've finished faffing.
And you are 2.5 pints in. We are.
She also explained, is it worth explaining to the listener about the technical issues we had with this recording?
Oh, God, please don't.
No, should we not go there?
No.
So we are still huddled around
in one microphone
yeah. Which I suppose is this is it from now on, isn't it? I think really we can't change it.
No, because I thought you being the expert of podcasting.
Well, I've ordered more equipment, which will arrive maybe for next time. But we did faff around. Yeah, I must not go there.
No.
Yeah, sure, maybe we should get on with it. So I think this is you to me, isn't it?
So I chose what you're going to read, and. Not surprisingly, it is a translation of a Portuguese text. But one word, two words, they stayed untranslated. Is that the word?
Untranslated, yeah.
Because
I can see the first one right
because
now.
Because I want you to say it as is said in the song. This is a song.
Okay. So are you... Any other information before
yes.
I read this?
So this is Belchior. Cool name, right?
Very cool name.
So Belchior, 70s singer in Brazil. We're listening to this song today.
That's the
one. When I couldn't get Google to understand what I was asking.
Yeah, but I think you remember, you said, where do you think this song is from? And I said, the 1970s.
You
and
did?
I got it right.
1977.
Yeah, 1977, yeah, the year the Sex Pistols hit the UK charts.
Oh, is that right?
It's a bit of a contrast there.
Yeah, because this is 1977, Fortaleza, Brazil. So this is Belchior, and it's called Coração Selvagem, which is Wild Heart. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful song. And it starts with Meu Bem, which he will sing throughout the whole song, Meu Bem, Meu Bem, Meu Bem. But it doesn't translate very well. It's sort of my dear.
Okay.
But it doesn't sound as good as Meu Bem. Meu Bem is a very tender way to...
So, Meu Bem.
Meu
Bem. As in like an M-I-L. Meu Bem.
Yes.
Ah, Meu Bem. But it's actually spelled M-E-U.
I know.
Wow. So, Meu Bem. Bain.
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 Yes.
So, actually, it's spelled M-E-U-B-E-M, but it's Meu Bem.
Meu Bem.
Bain. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Right. So what's it called again?
Coração Selvagem, it's called Wild Heart. Read it to me.
Meu Bem. Save a phrase for me inside your song. Hide a kiss for me inside... I forgot how to read. Hide a kiss for me under the folds of your jacket. I want a sip of beer from you. I want a sip of beer from your glass, on your lap, and in this bar. Ah. Meu Bem. My place is wherever you want it to be. I don't want what the head thinks. I want what the soul desires. Rainbow, rebel angel. I want the body. I'm in a hurry to live. But when you love me, hug me and kiss me. But when you love me, hug me and kiss me very slowly. So I have time to fall in love. Time to listen to the radio in the car. Time for the people from the other neighbourhood to see and know that I love you. Meu Bem. The whole world is on that road ahead. Have a soda. eat a hot dog. Yes, it's another trip, and my wild heart is in this rush to live. Milbane, but when life violates us, we will ask the good Lord to help us. We will tell life, life, step slowly, my heart. Be careful, it is fragile. My heart is like glass, like a soap opera kiss. Milbane, maybe you can understand my loneliness, my sound and my fury and this rush to live. And this way of always leaving aside certainty and risk it all again with passion, walking the wrong way for the simple joy of being. Milbane, come live with me, come be in danger, come die with me. Milbane, Milbane, Milbane. Maybe I'll die young. Some bend in the road, some dagger of betrayed love will complete my destiny. Milbane, come live with me. Come be in danger. Come die with me. Milbane, Milbane, Milbane.
How nice is that?
It's good. Did I do it justice?
You did. It's very good.
Obviously, I'm reading it without any idea, really, remembering what the actual sort of, you know, intonate, sort of the rhythm of the song.
You listened to it this morning, obviously. It's a bit unfair to expect you to.
It's a bit unfair, yeah. But, well, it's quite, you know, it's a good one, deep in parts.
Very deep. It's a lovely one. My dad's favourite.
Come live with me and then come die with me.
I know, yeah. It's like, come have fun and then no.
So remind me, what does the Milbane translate as again?
Like my dear, my darling.
My love. Well, no, it's not as strong as that.
Because you'll say mil amor for my love. But Milbane is, I find it even more tender than my love.
So it's like even more sincere.
Yeah, it's Milbane, Milbane. Sort of, it's closer to you.
So what does this song mean to you?
It's good because Belchior died not long ago. And then it hit me that, oh God, yeah, my dad's favourite. I remember my dad listening to the records and I remember this song. And then it didn't mean anything then. And then when you listen to the lyrics now as an adult, you sort of, fuck, it's deep.
And when was the last time you'd listened to it?
This morning.
I know, apart from that, I mean, is it a song you come back to?
Oh yeah, all the time. Yeah, it's beautiful. Because there's... Belchior became a bit of a trendy sort of meme in Brazil culture now, where people just put a picture of him and some parts of this song. And he's usually the one, I don't want what the head thinks, I want what the soul desires. And people use that all the time.
How big a star was he back in Brazil?
Oh, he's massive. He was massive. Bit of a underdog, you know, lovers and kids here and there.
Underdog?
Underdog, is that
no, that means that underdog means that sort of if you're an under if you're the underdog.
It is underdog.
No, it's not. An underdog is when you're the one, you're the weaker one. You're not the favourite.
Oh, right, like football.
Yeah, you're the underdog, yeah. So you got a favourite for the match and then they're the underdog, so the one less likely to win.
So what is an underdog of not that, but what if it's a person who is a bit of not exactly what you think they are, and they turn out to be a little bit, because he had affairs, and I think he didn't really recognize some of the kids he's had, and he died a bit of a lonely death.
could be lots of things.
What's a word for that?
It's a bit of a lothario, a bit of a you know, what's
philanderer? Oh, definitely.
It doesn't. I'm not sure you're selling him to me now.
I know, but he's a poet, a beautiful poet. Do you like it now? Should we listen to it again?
I think. Well, maybe you should play it to me. Yeah. Maybe you should play it to me again, because I this morning I probably didn't clock it in the way that I should have. Very clever that you made me read it now.
I know. I'm clever like that. When I play it on Spotify, should I read over it? The translation, so you understand every bit of it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was joking, but okay. Okay, let's do that then.
Okay, so it's like an extra. It's an off mic reading.
Milbane.
Did I get that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just say it again.
Okay, wait. The sentence, Milbain, come live with me.
Hold on, I'll find it now again. Hold on.
So, this bit here. So when they say, Milbain, come live with me, come be in danger, come die with me, right? You're going to do it in Portuguese.
I've got to say it in Portuguese?
Yeah. After
I've got to learn it right now. Okay, so.
Milbain. Vem viver.
Vem viver.
Comigo.
Comigo.
Yeah. Vem correr.
Vem correr.
Perigo.
Perigo.
Vem morrer.
Vem morrer.
Comigo.
Comigo.
Just come live with me. Come be in danger. Come die with me.
How was my pronunciation there?
Very good. Yeah.
I felt I lurched a little bit into Spanish accent there. Did I do that? That was a bit...
Sorry?
Did I do that?
You had a bit of a Spanish...
I felt like I was being a bit...
Were you trying to sound a bit Spanish?
I was trying to echo what you were saying.
Okay, let's listen back.
So should we play it now? I think we should cut it there.
Okay, let's play it now. Okay. Till next time.